Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is another chapter of the Battlefield of the Mind book by Joyce Meyer. We are on chapter 18. This is part 3 of the book discussing wilderness mentalities. The first wilderness mentality we discussed in chapter 16 is my future is determined by my past and my present. Last week, we discussed the second wilderness mentality, which is someone do it for me. I don't want to take the responsibility. And today we are going to be discussing chapter 18, which brings us wilderness mentality number 3, which is please make everything easy. I can't take it if things are too hard. Let me tell you something. Miss Joyce snapped with this chapter. I mean, I pretty much highlighted the whole thing. So I'm going to be doing a lot of reading from what the text says because I simply can't say it better than she did. Before we start, if you want to get this book, I'll put the link in the show notes. Even if you are starting from the beginning, I suggest that you start it and go back and listen to the first review that I did on chapter 1, because this is really just an excellent book for anyone who feels like they're stuck in their head. Also, if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I'll put the link in the show notes, but I had such a good time this week. I went live on, I want to say Tuesday. Just doing some behind the scenes preparing for the Bible on Business episode that is going to come out on Sunday. And it's just so good to just hang out with you guys. Like when I'm recording my podcast, I'm talking to myself. Like right now, it is 9 something on Thursday. I'm going to record this and put it right out. I am sitting in my bed with my laptop, about to record this episode, put it out, take a shower, go to bed. I'm talking to myself, but to be able to sit and kind of process out loud the Bible on Business series, get feedback, get other people's takeaways from the scripture, I love it. So if you are not subscribed, subscribe. I can't say when I'm going live like a certain time or day because I have young kids and that's just going to change. Like I don't want to say I'm going to go live every Thursday at X time because that time will come. A kid needs me and I just can't. So just because of my life, my lives are a bit spontaneous, but if you subscribe, you'll get notified when I do go live and the replays are always available so you can watch that way as well. And the times that I can schedule it, I will, but for right now, it'll just be a bit spontaneous. But back to the book. Again, the link will be in the show notes for you to subscribe. Picking up with chapter 18, this is another wilderness mentality. It says, please make everything easy. I can't take it if things are too hard. So again, Miss Joyce, she snapped on this chapter. It was so good. She opens it up with Deuteronomy 30:11. I'm going to read it out of the English Standard Version. It says, for this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. So Deuteronomy 30:11 is part of Moses' final address to the Israelites before they enter into the promised land. In this chapter, Moses is laying out the different blessings of obedience to God's commandments and the consequences of disobedience. He's emphasizing here the accessibility and the attainability of the law and really assuring and letting people know that God's commands is not beyond their reach. So with all of this instruction that he was giving them, the do's and the don'ts of this new territory, he was also letting them know it's not too hard. I have highlighted here, Joyce says, this wrong mindset is similar to the one we have just discussed, but enough of a problem amongst God's people that I believe it is worthy of a chapter in this book. It is one of the most commonly expressed excuses I hear from people who request prayer. So often, someone will come to me for advice and prayer, and when I tell them what the Word of God says or what I think the Holy Spirit is saying, their response is, I know that's right. God has been showing me the same thing. But Joyce, is just too hard. God has shown me that the enemy tries to inject this phrase into people's minds to get them to give up. A few years ago, when God revealed this truth to me, he instructed me to stop saying how hard everything was, assuring me that if I did, things would get easier. Even when we are determined to press through and do something, we spend so much time thinking and talking about how hard it is that the project ends up being much more difficult than it would have been if we had been more positive instead of negative. When I initially began to see from the Word of God how I was supposed to live and behave and compared it to where I was always saying, I want to do things your way, God, but it's just too hard. The Lord led me to Deuteronomy 30 and 11, in which he says that his commandments are not too difficult or too far away. The reason our Lord's commandments are not too difficult for us is because he gives us the Holy Spirit to work in us powerfully and to help us in all he has asked of us. Self-reflection question. How many of you have responded to the Lord's instructions and commandments by saying it's too hard? How many of you have assessed your ability to be obedient by your fleshly capacity? And in doing that, have determined that it just feels simply out of reach? I feel like early on in my walk, that was me and is what kept me lukewarm for so long. Like when I talk to y'all all the time about when I got saved, which is this distinction that I make from when I answered the altar call and when I truly gave my life to the Lord. Going back to when I answered the altar call and I got saved, I was in high school. I was like a senior, I believe, in high school, getting ready to go to college. And for a while, I practiced what I thought God, or how I thought God wanted me to live. So I went the legalistic route. Like I just stopped everything and just became super rigid. And because I didn't know how to live righteously beyond restriction. And there, of course, is restriction involved with living righteously. But the way that I was approaching it was just not right. But I was a child and I didn't know. You know, I just didn't know better. And so I, even going on into college, it was always the desire of my heart to live for the Lord, but it just did not seem feasible. It didn't seem feasible to be sober and vigilant on an HBCU college campus when everybody's drunk and turning up. It didn't seem feasible to truly give my life to Christ in that environment where everybody is just doing so many different things. It just didn't seem feasible. It was hard. And in my perception of it being hard, I just gave up and went to living how I wanted to. And eventually I fully gave my life to the Lord. But in that season, I believe what kept me lukewarm and one foot in and one foot out was this wilderness mentality where it took me 40 years to make an 11-day trip, just like the people of Israel, because of my own mentality. And I love this chapter because I believe a lot of us, we make those same excuses today. It's too hard. It's too hard. It's too hard. And now I have this narrative even within myself of whenever the Lord stretches me in some type of way where it does seem difficult to obey, my mantra is I can do hard things. That's something that I constantly tell myself because it's going to seem out of reach sometimes when the Lord is asking us to do something. But for me, that mindset of I can do hard things, it is a inner resolve to where, yes, I'm identifying that this is going to require me to be stretched in some type of way. I'm committed to doing it anyway. And in me being mindful of my inadequacies and my inefficiency to be able to do this in my own strength, I'm going to rely on the Holy Spirit because I have to. A story I remember in particular was the Lord wanted me to come on the podcast and talk about my fertility journey. And I'm someone where I am open, but I don't believe that every element of my life is content. And I don't believe that I got to be telling my business on a microphone or on social media or anywhere. I allow the message of the Lord and the word of God to always be the forefront. And I'll insert personal anecdotes as necessary to either modernize the context or to connect emotionally with you guys as my listeners. And so I personally didn't see a point for me to come on here and talk about my fertility journey. But I knew that I heard the Lord tell me to do it. And I remember texting my friend and I was like, man, God got me getting ready to go on this podcast and I'm about to broadcast my fertility issues to like millions of people are going to hear this. And that is a lot when I ain't even told people within my family. And I remember texting her about it. And she was just asking me, you know, we were just talking through like my emotions of it. And I was like, man, this is hard, but I can do hard things and I'm going to do it. I'm just kind of talking about how I feel about it at the moment, but it's going to get recorded. And so I have found that approach and that mantra to be in that inner conviction to be so beneficial because it's never a matter of if I'm going to obey God or not. Me identifying something as hard just simply means that in my obedience, I need to be further reliant and more conscious about being reliant, not on me and my ability to persevere, but on my helper, my intercessor, my advocate, which is the Holy Spirit. And Joyce actually introduces the Holy Spirit next when she brings up John 14 and 16. Reading it in the English Standard Version, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." So in this context, John 14 is a part of Jesus' farewell speech to his disciples. And so this takes place during the Last Supper, shortly before his crucifixion. And in this chapter, Jesus comforts them by assuring them that although he's going to leave them physically, he's not going to leave them alone. And so he talks about and promises the coming of the Holy Spirit who will continue his work among them and within them. And I'm actually going to do a Bible on Business series about the Holy Spirit as your helper in business. But Joyce was talking about relying on the Holy Spirit as it relates to getting through difficult things. She says things get hard when we try to do them independently without leaning on and relying on God's grace. If everything in life were easy, we would not even need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us. The Bible refers to him as the helper. He is in us and with us all the time to help us, to enable us to do what we cannot do. And I might add, to do with ease what would be hard without him. She says, you can be sure that anywhere God leads you, he is able to keep you. He never allows more to come on us than we can bear. Whatever he orders, he pays for. I'm telling y'all, she was spitting in this chapter. We do not have to live in a constant struggle if we learn to lean on him continually for the strength that we need. If you know God has asked you to do something, don't back down just because it gets hard. When things get hard, spend more time with him, lean more on him, and receive more grace from him.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Y'all that have been listening to this show for a while, you should know that my mind works in a systematic way. I'm always looking for a formula that I can extract from something, because if I can create a formula out of it, then I can apply that formula to various seasons. So what I'm hearing as I'm reading this is a formula. Hey, things are hard, lean into him more. Because what happens is when we agree or talk about essentially how hard something is, we're rehearsing a narrative that is going to be louder than the voice of the Spirit. Because remember, the Holy Spirit is gentle. One of the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. And so we have to, and remember, one of my favorite scriptures we mention often here is that the flesh and the spirit are at war, so we're not to do what we want. So if we are not paying attention to that gentleness, if we're not paying attention to our internal regulation system, which lets us know that there's a conflict happening that we need to lean into, then we end up magnifying the problem versus magnifying the Lord. We forget that what she says here that was so good, that he paid what he orders, he pays for. So if you are in a situation where the Lord is bringing you into a new territory, he's revealing things to you, whatever the case may be, and it seems like it's too hard, your instruction is to give him more. What that looks like is logging off online and locking in. What that looks like is praying and fasting. What that looks like is cutting off the secular music and cutting on gospel. What that looks like is stop paying attention to all of these YouTube commentary and get into your word. What that looks like is lots and lots of prayer, lots and lots of listening to the word. So even if when you're not sitting and studying, you could go to the Bible app on your phone, hit play, and it'll read it to you. You can download apps like Abide and Dwell and be able to hear the word. to be able to hear different devotionals. So there are so many resources that we have access to where we can consistently feed ourselves, our minds, our ears, our eyes, the Word of God, not from somebody else's perspective, but a lot of these the apps and things I've given you, or you playing the Bible app, it's just reading the Word. You're not listening to somebody else's interpretation of the Word. You're listening to the Word as is, and you're letting the Holy Spirit reveal what needs to be revealed for you. So again, this is a strategy. If it's hard, withdraw. If it's hard, withdraw and get reconnected and closer to Him. I have highlighted here, she says, grace is the power of God coming to you at no cost to you, to do through you what you cannot do by yourself. Beware of thoughts that say, I can't do this, it's just too hard. Sometimes God leads us the hard way instead of the easy way because He's doing a work in us. How will we ever learn to lean on Him if everything in our lives are so easy that we can handle them by ourselves? God led the children of Israel the long, hard way because they were still cowards, and He had to do a work in them to prepare them for the battles they will face in the promised land. Even though He led them the hard way, it was not too hard for them. God never gives us more to handle than we can bear. Our way in life only becomes too hard if we think it's too hard. And to give you a bit more context in what she's saying, God sent them the hard way, let's go over to Exodus 13 and 17. It says, when Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God says if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Moving forward to verse 18, it says, so God let them in a roundabout way. God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus, the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. So God intentionally took them the long way so that they can build character. All of their foolishness that they was doing in the wilderness, all of these wilderness mentalities, this was intentional by the Lord so that their character could be built up. So some of the things that you're interpreting in your own rationale as hard is actually ordained by God for your betterment. This is why we must not lean into our own understanding, because His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. We be focused on the wrong things, and our understanding is always going to be limited. I don't care how gifted you are, how much you hear from the Lord, how much you dream, how much you prophesy. It's never going to be everything. We prophesy in part, we understand in part. So the Lord's, all of His methodologies and His strategies, we simply do not know. There's always going to be an element of mystery to it. And so this is why we have to trust that, yes, this is hard, but if the Lord is taking me this way, it is for my good. And even as I go through this suffering, I have a comforter, I have a helper, I have an advocate that is on the inside of me that will help me navigate through this. And we can find joy and contentment and peace in that. Another scripture I have highlighted here that she has is Galatians 6 and 9. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. She says, losing heart refers to giving up in the mind. The Holy Spirit tells us not to give up in our mind, because if we hold on, we will eventually reap. Think about Jesus. Immediately after being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested and tried by the devil. He did not complain and become discouraged or depressed. He did not think or speak negatively. He did not become confused trying to figure out why this had happened to him. He went through each test victoriously. In the midst of His trial and temptation, our Lord did not wander around the wilderness 40 days and nights talking about how hard it was. He drew strength from His heavenly Father and came out in victory. Can you imagine Jesus traveling around the country with His disciples talking about how hard everything was? Can you picture him discussing how difficult going to the cross was going to be, or how he dreaded the things ahead, or how frustrating it was to live under the conditions of their daily lives, roaming the countryside with no place to call home, no roof over their head, no bed to sleep in at night? In my own situations, as I travel from place to place all over the land preaching the gospel, I've had to learn not to talk about the hardships involved in my mobile kind of ministry. I've had to learn not to complain about how hard it is to stay in a strange hotel each time, eat out constantly, sleep in a different bed every weekend, be away from home, meet new people, and grow comfortable with them just in time to move on. If I want the privilege of doing what I do, then I have to take the inconveniences that go along with it with a good attitude. You and I have to have the mind of Christ, and we can handle things the way that he did, by being mentally prepared through victory thinking, not giving up thinking. This was so good because, strategy, this is a practice that we all should implement. Whenever we start asking why too many times, why is this happening to me? Why is this taking so long? Why is this my process? Why do I have to suffer in this way? Just think about Jesus. Something that I do often, often is relative. I do it usually every year around Easter. I like to watch the Passions of Christ because I just need that visual, because I never want that sacrifice, the suffering, all of what Jesus experienced, I never want that to become so routine or something that I understand intellectually. I want it to be something that I have truly internalized. And so I watch it every year just as a ritual to celebrate Easter and to really just thank God, just thank him. Because, man, that movie, it is so transformative. But if I was to find myself in that space where I'm whying myself to death, then that's something that I would do. So I'm going to give you that example, like watch the Passions of the Christ. Because I promise you, whatever you're going through does not compare, not even close, to what Jesus went through for us. Not what he went through for going through his sake, what the Lord voluntarily did for us. What you're going through just simply doesn't compare. And not to dismiss what trials you may be going through, but to put it in its proper perspective. I have highlighted here, Joyce emphasizes this point. She says, think about everything Jesus went through and how he endured suffering in his flesh, and it'll help you make it through your difficulties. Arm yourselves for battle. Prepare yourselves to win by thinking as Jesus did. I will patiently suffer rather than fail to please God. For if you suffer having the mind of Christ towards it, you will no longer be living just to please yourself, doing whatever is easy and running from all that is hard. But you will be able to live for what God wills and not by your own feelings and carnal thoughts. Even though being in God's will sometimes has difficulties attached to it, being out of his will is much more difficult. I'm going to end with this last point. She has a section called Self-Sufficient in Christ's Sufficiency, and she introduces Philippians 4:12-13. And this is so funny because this is actually what we're going to be discussing on our Bible on Business episode this week. But it says, I know how to live on, this is Paul talking, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. She says, right thinking arms us for battle. Going into battle with wrong thinking is like going to the front lines in a war without a weapon. If we do that, we won't last long. The Israelites were whiners, which was one of the reasons why they wandered around for 40 years, making an 11-day trip. They whined about every difficulty and complained about each new challenge, always talking about how hard everything was. Their mentality was, please make everything easy. I can't take it if things are too hard. Many believers are Sunday warriors, y'all. She said many believers are Sunday warriors and Monday whiners. Pew, pew, shot. They talk a good talk on Sunday in church with all of their friends, but on Monday, when it's time to walk the talk, there is nobody around to impress, so they faint at the slightest test. If you are a whiner and a complainer, get a new mindset that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Drops Mike. This episode or this chapter was good to me, and I pray that this episode was good to you. If you enjoyed it, leave us a 5-star review, share it to someone who finds themselves unable to navigate the difficulties of this walk, because it's going to be difficult. Suffering is just, it just comes with the package. But that doesn't mean that we have to be defeated. And that doesn't mean that that's the narrative that we have to rehearse. Hard is not the narrative that we need to rehearse. Victory is, because we are victorious. This fight is fixed in our favor. And whatever suffering that we may be going through, it won't last always. We just have to endure, fight the good fight of faith, and don't grow weary in doing the right thing. So that's it for this episode. I pray that it blessed you. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.